Welcome to our Friday edition of the Community Corner on KKWC. Pat Powers in time now for our weekly visit with what's going on in the capital in Des Moines from Shannon Latham, our state representative. Shannon, good sunny Friday morning to you.
Good morning. It is great to see that sun shining today.
Yes, it is. Heading towards mid-February, Valentine's Day, just around the corner on Tuesday and so on. But we're here to talk about some of the developments going on at the capital there in Des Moines. And what was going on, the big story this past week there, Shannon?
Well, one of the big headlines this week was the medical malpractice tort reform passed both the Iowa House and the Senate and made its way to the governor. And that bill, I believe, is really going to help those of us in rural Iowa recruit and retain physicians. We know that due to some extremely large settlements, that these are for non-economic damages that it caps. And those non-economic damages are things like they're more subjective. And so by capping those, it's going to help provide some more certainty to the market because those insurance costs were just really becoming prohibitive for a lot of doctors as well as hospitals. So that was one of the big bills this week.
Mm-hmm. And education, I see, was also another big topic, especially yesterday in Des Moines.
Yeah, so there are several education bills, but one of the things that happened this week is the Iowa legislature, by code, has to, within the first 30 days of session, come up with the amount of increase for state supplemental aid. So, again, the Senate and the House this week agreed on that, sent it to the governor, and this year we agreed to a 3% increase, and that amounts to an increase of nearly $107 million for the 2023-2024 school year.
Mm-hmm. What about this issue with the pistol braces? I hear that was a story. I don't know if that was in the legislature or not there, Shannon.
That is one issue, I'll be honest, I haven't heard
Pat. Yeah, because I know there was some talk with the governor about that, with the stop the registration of pistol braces.
Sometimes when I watch the news, it's interesting because I'll learn about bills that are going through other committees. There are over 800 bills that get introduced into the Iowa House every year. So it really might vary who you talk, which legislator you talk to, because we all serve on different committees, as you know. And so a bill has to be assigned to a committee. Then it gets a subcommittee. The subcommittee studies it, receives public input on it. Then it's brought back to the committee. If it passes out of committee, it goes to the House floor as a committee bill. Right. And then, of course, we need to vote it off the floor. It needs to pass in the same form in the Senate before it ever makes it to the governor's desk. So although it feels like sometimes it moves really fast, especially in certain priority bills, there really are quite a few steps involved in the process.
I see. So that makes sense. And I think another big story we heard about last week, I don't think it was covered in the legislature, but now this issue with that woman who was mistakenly declared dead. I know that Senator Grassley, of course, that's kind of a national issue. I don't know if the legislature could address something that, preventing from something like this in the future there, Shannon.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't heard about that at the state level, but I do know that is being discussed at the federal level right now. Another one of the big issues that was being discussed this week was, I know the Education Oversight Committee did I believe it was a public meeting on some of the books that are being required, and hearing from parents who are saying, look, these types of books would not be available, they would not be permitted on school, in school libraries, they wouldn't be permitted on school computers, so why are we permitting them on libraries? So I know that had a lot of people interested in it this week, and there were a lot of people in the Capitol weighing in on both sides of that this week.
All right, so that was another big issue discussed. So now you're done for the week, but what's going to be coming up next week in the Iowa House?
Yeah, so I know one of the things that we're hearing a lot about is still that property tax reform. So we'll see what next week brings for that.
So that's one of the issues about property tax reform. And anything else of a note that's coming this next week there, Shannon?
So this week was a final deadline. In fact, by today, February 10th, this is the last day for individual legislators to file a bill. So I am working to file a bill to help provide scholarships for Army recruitment. Then another bill that I'm interested in, a couple of years ago, Representative Chad Ingalls brought forward a bill for butchery innovation that I was really involved with supporting, and we saw 12 new butcheries come online in the past year. We know there'll be another 12 coming online within the next 18 months. So it's highly successful. Yesterday we voted a bill off the Iowa floor that would expand that to provide assistance for butcheries up to 75 full-time employees. And then Representative Ingalls and I have been working to do a similar bill for the dairy industry. So really helping bring technologies like robotic milkers and other mechanization that could help keep the next generation of families farming and really help them be able to increase their quality of life by able to have eight-hour shifts or be able to take vacation time. So looking forward to working on that as well.
Very good. We'll look forward to that coming up next week there, Shannon. In the meantime, we'll talk to you again next week, same time, and wish you a very great weekend.
All right. Thanks. I hope you have a great weekend as well.
You do the same. Shannon Latham, my guest on the Community Corner on KQWC.